Good morning, the exotics vet, Chrissy speaking. Yeah. Yep. Oh, okay. Yes, yeah. Oh, really? They're just gonna like go for it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah, I guess like the best thing for him is usually if the parents are going to come by and feed him and everything. But if, oh, yeah, they might be protecting. Yeah, they might be protecting him. Yeah, it sounds like it then if they know he's there. The only thing is, how high up do you have him? Like, is it far enough? Yeah, okay. Because usually we try to sort of get them back up sort of as high as we can off the ground away from cats and dogs and things. That's sort of, yeah, the only other thing. Oh, is he? Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, he's hurt on his legs. Okay. I mean, it is hard because like it's best for them to sort of stay with their parents and sort of try to raise them. But if you're finding that he's just gonna keep sort of jumping out and gonna get grabbed by a cat, then probably best to bring him in and we might be able to get somebody to like, because we have some carers that might be able to take him. No, we have like certain carers that we call for certain animals. So they might be able to sort of take him on, and raise him. Yeah, no, it's just he's obviously sort of ready to sort of start venturing out and doing his own thing. That's the only other thing. Like, so he's definitely like on that sort of journey pretty much, yeah, to be sort of doing all that sort of stuff. So I mean, you could always keep an eye on him for the next couple of hours and see whether or not the parents are coming back and see how he goes. If not, then yeah, probably worth bringing him down. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, just keep an eye on him for a couple hours and see how he goes. Yeah. All right, okay, no worries, bye.